In order and as required by state law, this meeting is open to the public. Telephonic communications, the college is complying with the suspended proceedings of the Open Meetings Act in accordance with Section 418.016 of the Texas Government Code. Members of the public are entitled to participate and address the college through remote connection or may attend in person at this time. Does anyone wish to join?
Let's make sure. Adrian and Mark, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Very good, thanks.
And all the other five board members are here in person. Okay. Communication to the board.
All right.
If anybody wants to speak to the board.
Anybody want to speak to the board? Don't think we do, so we're going to move on to our first agenda item, which is purchasing or installation.
All right, Mr. Chairman and board members, and let me make sure by chance, Fabian and Steve, are y'all both on?
Steve is here.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. And then Amanda, did you join? Or Iris, either one? Not hearing y'all. Okay. When I talked to Amanda on Friday, she acted like she would join. Okay. All right, so I've tried to give y'all a brief of what was going on, and so let me kind of go at it again. We had, through a routine checkup of the boilers back in what, Shane, probably in October, I guess, something like that. Okay, Amanda's on, but she's muted. Okay. We found that we had three boilers that were not working well. And, one was dangerous, and two, there were concerns about gas. And so at the end of last winter season, they were all working fine. The boilers were all working fine. And so we had no reason to think there were any issues. And then just, again, routine, what we normally do before we start up a winter season, that was what you had a company check it out.
Or it was September, and that's when they found problems with two of them. And then and the other one failed later, and another one.
Okay. And so they immediately started trying to, at that point then, started trying to get some bids. We're having issues with getting people to turn bids in, and then we got to a point that last Monday, the day of the board meeting, we had three left, and one of the three then went down. And to take care of the campus, we need three. And when the central plant was created back when we did the bond project years ago, it was set up with six boilers so that we always had backup. And Terry was, of course, part of all that when that was all happening. So we found ourselves then last Monday with two boilers. And concerning because we didn't know if we were going to have another one go down with what was going on. So then they immediately started trying to get some more, another bid, too. And so at that time, too, through that whole process, because we were kind of surprised that we were having problems with the boilers in the first place, because generally there's a life on them of at least, I think we talked about 15 years. Normally you can think, you know, a boiler might be 15 or more years. In fact, we talked about the boiler that we had years ago, well, the one that took care of the college for, what, 60 years? It lasted 60 years. And so we would not have even known we were having an issue if that hadn't have happened through that routine checkup. And so, or we would have had it on our maintenance and repair, that we keep up with, because we try to keep ahead of those things. And we would have talked about that last summer as well, as a part of our process. But this kind of, what we did find out, after we started asking around, we did find out that these boilers that were put in during the bond project, They had a 5-year warranty on them. They lasted 10 years. And in just a little bit of investigation, we found out that these boilers had started failing and being an issue for some other companies in recent years. So that was something we were unaware of. So we even reached out about that. We even talked about that as something that should we pursue. You know, should we go down the path of trying to do something there? When I'm saying we, the people that have been in the conversation have been Shane, obviously, is our director of facilities, and Shane has a credentials this long on HVAC kinds of things. He's been doing this all his life, so he has a lot of expertise. And then Fabian Serrano, and then Steve Smith, and then Terry and I. And so we were talking about all the different scenarios that we were looking at. Terry just happened to be on top of a roof out at SWID with Phil Ferguson, who was, of course, our architect during the bond project. One of the things we wanted to check, too, is thought we might need to talk to an engineer. And so Terry and Terry talked to Phil. They reached out to, and I think Fabian also may have reached out to one of the engineers. But we were trying to get back to, Terry visited with Phil, and I can't remember who, Phil, Terry, you talked to, Phil?
Scott Hensley
with PSC. And because we thought, should we even go down the path of trying to get those folks to replace, or should, you know, I mean, concerned about the fact that we had the scenario that we had. But because it's a 5-year warranty, we're 10 years down the road, it could be difficult to be able to really get much out of that. So we find ourselves then, so we scurried around. The guys worked, I want to compliment them. They all worked really hard. This was all coming down pretty fast last week, and it's continued over the weekend, trying to get good information from people. We were able to get 3 proposals back. You literally just got them posted up to you just about an hour ago, because we literally were still getting information. We kept asking them additional questions, and they updated. So we've got updated information as of, again, all 3 of these companies. They updated over the weekend, and so I want to compliment them too, that they've all tried to stay right with us. And so we had 2 conversations this morning trying to make decisions on how to recommend, what to do. And so now what you have in front of you, you have a you have something from Veritech, which was actually the company that was doing the routine check, and they found the issue back in September. And then we have one from West Tech, and then we have one from Train and
Bosworth.
Yeah, Bosworth. Train and Bosworth. Yeah, because Train works with Bosworth. Okay. So anyway, we have 3 proposals, and all 3 of these are members of co-ops. And so that means that they've already been vetted. They've already been looked at in multiple ways as far as even what best price out there on the market. So we actually have 3 really good situations here, because all of them are parts of co-ops. So in looking at the information then, we asked for them, because when we were working on, when we first started working on it last week, we were looking at, do we go with 1 boiler? You know, do we just get 1 boiler and that'll get us to 3? It's a little concerning, because when we found out the additional information that these boilers were failing out there in the world, then that got us concerned about the 2 that we had left. So then we also went down the path of 3 boilers so that we could at least have 3 and have 3 new ones. And then we went ahead and we looked at 6 and just to be able to just see what our options would be. So what you see then is you see that these folks have given us proposals all of those ways. We also looked at warranty. They all bid the same product, which was what, Shane? It's a RBI model. Yeah, RBI. And so they all basically bid on the same thing. The thing we know for sure that we would not do on the train, we talked about this on the one looking at the train, we would not go down the path of adding the optional 5-year parts warranty. We don't think that that's worth that, just from our conversations this morning. So really what it comes down to price-wise, you've got train that has the lowest price. And, of course, again, it's a matter of do you do one, do you do three, do you do six? And I will tell you, we're leaning towards six. And you may be wondering, where's the money coming from? You know, part of the scenario that we've got, we got to have boilers. And so we're going to have to figure out how we do this, and we're just going to have to make it work. So, in the existing budget. So the train one is the least expensive. Call it least expensive, $265,748. Now, and you guys correct me at any point here, they train said it'd be 10 days before they can start the work, right? I mean, 10 days to get the boilers, and then they would be trying to get out the three that are already existing to be able to get right to the work, right? Is that right, Shane? Okay. So we've got that scenario with them. Veritech, they're $289,190.
Veritech has a different warranty.
Yes.
Veritech has a significantly longer warranty.
Yeah. 10-year.
21 years thermal shock warranty on heat exchanger, which is probably where you cracked heat exchanger. Yeah, so that, I mean, you would have had, that would have been warranty.
Right.
So that's a definite factor is. Now, I'm not at this point talking about which one we go with. I'm just
sure, it's a point.
There's definitely a difference between 5-year warranties and a 21-year warranty on a heat exchanger.
Right.
So that's significant.
Yeah.
That's what tends to go.
Right.
And let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knows this. I'm from the cold white north. Believe me, we needed heat. I know all about fixing heat things.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I had to replace in my home. I had to replace because I had a cracked heat exchanger years ago. I mean, been there, done that.
Multiple times, I'm sure.
I mean, when I dealt with the town, we had systems, and I was sort of ultimately responsible for them. I mean, I certainly didn't, like Shane, I wasn't the one that called
sure.
the repair guy. But if there was much significant money involved,
right.
it landed kind of on my desk,
right.
too.
Sure.
So this is kind of, I hate to say this, but kind of up my alley a little.
Sure.
That's why I picked up on the warranty.
Sure.
Thing.
Sure. Absolutely.
So that's a factor.
It is a factor.
Only one factor, but it is a factor.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. And then...
Can I add something?
Sure.
The warranty information that is being discussed is the manufacturer's warranty information. So I'm 99% positive that 21-year warranty that's being discussed should be applied with all three of them.
Okay, on the RBI model?
Yes, ma'am.
Something we can check.
Yeah.
But the other companies didn't somehow mention that.
Yeah. And then on West Tech, they have their proposal is in, you know, they have three. They did one for six, one for one, and one for three separately. It's not all in one document, so you have that. And you can see, you know, just looking, you know, looking at the six, you can see that, yeah, I'm trying to find the price on it. There it is, $293,214. And so, but on West Tex, we were under the impression, but I think that even since we talked at 11:30 this morning, we have found more information out from West Tex as far as they were saying they could get it out like in 72 hours, and now it's more like, Fabian, isn't it like 7 days now?
This one says on West Tech's 10-year heat exchanger warranty, parts only.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, I'm not saying whatever, but that's what they're claiming to offer.
Right.
So maybe there is more, but we'd have to check that,
yeah,
because that's not what they seem to be guaranteeing.
Right. Fabian, were you going to say something?
Yes, ma'am. The factory produces the boilers in 72 hours, and then it still has to ship 3 or 4 days after that.
Uh-huh.
And so they mentioned that it would be plus or minus 7 days, and with the upcoming holidays, it could extend that a little bit too.
So it almost sounds like to me, as far as delivery, we're getting really kind of close between Train Bosworth and West Tech, are we not?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure about that because that's been part of our conversation. Who could deliver the fastest?
I was talking right before the meeting with Shane, and some of this is going to be more germane than others. With the six boilers that we have had, mm-hmm, what they have done is 1 week on and 1 week off. So they basically have used all six boilers pretty much even.
Right.
It wasn't exactly three boilers in
right.
use and three backup that didn't.
Right.
That would be really horrendous if you had a boiler that was hardly used and it was failed.
Right.
There is a possibility, because these boilers are going to have much better warranties, of buying three boilers, taking one completely offline because we have another one that's damaged, and using the two remaining as backup. But only backup if these new three, which are going to be under significantly longer warranty,
mm-hmm,
have a problem or are down for schedule maintenance or whatever.
Right.
So that would leave those two boilers, which would hopefully go for a while. Mm-hmm. The benefit of that could be that then if you decided in 2, 3, 5, whatever years that those boilers were becoming problematic, you'd then be staggering your warranty.
Right.
So you'd have, let's say it was 3 years from now, you'd have three boilers that still had that warranty and three boilers that would be coming online with a new warranty.
Right.
Because if we buy six boilers, all those warranties are going to be running concurrently.
Sure.
So then you've got that as an issue.
Sure.
You know, and I'm not necessarily trying to steer the board in any one direction specifically,
right,
but there are several sort of converging factors in this that have to be really considered.
That's just a time warranty. I mean, it's not
it doesn't look like any of this is running hours, because if it was running hours, then the
right.
boilers we have would still be under warranty, because, you know, there is a difference. Where I come from, you were running heat 9 to 10 months out of the year. Okay, maybe you got lucky and you didn't put your heat on in your house, whatever, in July and August. But even in June, you were running. Okay, so if you had a boiler with a system with a 5-year warranty, it was running. Here, you're only running it And Shane told me if it gets below 56 degrees.
Right.
So you're not running that many days. So these furnaces, these boilers, truly, and I'm not casting aspersions on whoever ordered them years ago, because who knew when done is done. But they have failed spectacularly when you figure that they've only run for a few months out of the year, not every day, because we do get some warm days, and they only ran half the time because we split them between two sets of boilers.
Right.
So those boilers that we have, if you talk about running hours, probably have not run a whole lot.
Right.
You know, and so that's not good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's where we find ourselves, and you deal with that.
Right.
But because it's a time warranty on all of this, apparently, there may be a benefit to the board to stagger that warranty so that we are not getting everything coming up at once, and then downstream at some point, the hope these boilers will last for years.
Yeah, exactly.
But...
yeah, or longer.
Or longer, but you don't know that, so...
Right.
You know, so then you, if you do have to do something and times are tough or there's whatever, you know, hopefully you'll have three new ones and three that aren't, you know...
Right.
That you can do that, so it's...
Right. Or we can go down the path of scheduling it into our maintenance, repair and maintenance thing. And,
at some future time.
And get them in.
If we really aren't using, if we've got three brand new boilers that are under warranty and should be good to go 100% of the time that we need them for the next 10 years or whatever, then these other two boilers should only be needed when, say, they're down for scheduled maintenance or what you tend to do when you don't need to use them. I mean, we did that at home, too. You had your furnace checked in the summer.
Right.
You know, kept your oil guy busy in the summer checking furnaces and cleaning them and whatever.
Right.
You know... so, you know, hopefully we wouldn't need to run those additional two boilers that we still have, except on a rare occasion, which might extend their service life.
A little bit.
A while.
Yeah.
And of course, there is about $150,000 spread here, and since, as you said, we'll have to find it.
Right.
But where are you going to find it?
Right.
So, is it valuable to not spend that $150,000 now if we don't have to spend $150,000 now? And please understand, I am not penny wise and pound foolish with this.
Right.
Okay, heat of all things, you have heat.
Yeah, you've got it.
But you try to do it in a smart way.
Sure.
Manipulating the money and the warranties and everything else.
Right.
So, That's a factor.
That is a factor, for sure.
Well, we can do three, as you mentioned, but at the same time, you know, the cost of everything is going up. You look down the path later on, it may cost us more when the time comes to replace the boilers again, if it comes to that. So being that we've discussed maybe possibility of getting the six boilers, the budget, the funds are ready, we can become the proceeds from the insurance claim. That's something that we might, you know, even though we do have, we can go buy in three, why not go ahead and do all of it and hopefully not to worry about it later on when the time comes that we have to have another meeting about the borders.
If we use some of the insurance money, or is there going to be some projects that we're going to have to cross off that we weren't going to get to do, if we go ahead and use some of the insurance?
You know, that's the thing about when you go into a project like that. You know, we will likely find things along the way, but we don't know, you know, what they might be. And so... yeah, I think in our existing budget, just due to the fact that we have not filled some positions that started in the very beginning of the year, you know, we have a little bit in there that we can work with. And so, you know, that's to our benefit. I think from talking with the guys, I don't think Shane has a lot of faith in those remaining two boilers. I feel like he's almost, and that's frankly one of the reasons that I have been kind of like, hurry up, because we, if those things, if those two things fail, and in fact, you came, you've been checking them, and you came in this morning, you know, to check to make sure they're going okay. Bottom line is, if we could find ourselves, if we don't get these things in, when we get back, our students get back in January, we got to have heat. You know, we got it because we got kids living in dorms and, you know, people working and classes to hold and all that. So we've got, time is of the essence.
There's no question that we have,
yeah.
We have to make a decision today to buy something.
That's right.
Okay. The only question is, what do we buy and who do we buy it?
Exactly.
All the boilers, the same boiler, same age. Same.
Right now, yes. They were all put in.
All in the same time.
At the central plant at the same time.
My question.
Again, what I was saying
and
about,
they've all been run the same.
About
yeah.
Staggering them, perhaps, is then you wouldn't end up in quite this situation later.
My question is the manufacturer the same as the ones that are in there?
No.
The new ones?
No, it's a different one.
I was fixing to say, I wouldn't buy a penny from them.
Yeah, no, it's not
the... That was the first thing I asked.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a totally different boiler.
And
Shane, do you want to speak to the boiler at all?
The second boiler that broke down the other day, I'm babying it right now, keeping it, you know, tooth going. I mean, I got one running fine, the other one's just, you know, kind of...
limping along.
Hanging on. But, I mean, I've been coming out in the morning and checking on it. And I've had to reset it a couple of times. But, you know, I took parts off this board and put on that one, you know.
So we're kind of down to one and a half.
So I'm kind of barely hanging on. One's doing good. One's kind of, you know, so I'm to that, you know, point. Then we lose it and it gets real cold, then we're in, you know, so lose that one more.
Sounds like we need to get rid of all of them.
Replacing all six of them. You recommend go ahead and replace all six of them? Is that kind of what your recommendation?
Yeah, it's just barely hanging.
Yeah.
That'd be my feeling.
I've been watching the weather, too, you know, kind
of. Oh, I know. Been kind of lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just...
Well, Shane...
Go ahead, Fabian.
I was going to ask one question. To Shane, out of all six boilers, there's only one that has not been worked on, correct? I mean, we have four that are down, but two working, but one of those that are working, we had to take parts from another one to make it work. So correct me if I'm wrong, but out of all the six, only one of them, we have not had to do anything to it, correct?
Yes, not sure Shane heard you. Yes, that is basically what Shane just said, was that he's got one that's working okay, or it's working, and the other one, he's having to baby it. It's somebody just said it's kind of like we've got one and a half right now. Yeah.
I think we should do all six, but now who we get them from is going to be the next question. But I think we need to decide how many are we going to get and then go from there. But
how much difference? How much difference in price between three and six is it? Price as much, but
Well, okay. West Tech. Let's just look at our prices. We've got. They're $154, and for six, if that's for three, and for six, they are. They are $293, $214.
So you get
$25,000. Okay, so then you look at Veritech, and Veritech is $146 for three. And $289, $190 for six. And then Train Okay, train is going to be for three, 145,973, and for six, I need to go have an eye test, don't I? 265, I really do, 265,748. Okay, so that's train. That is Veritech.
I'm going to train any day.
So you've got on three.
Before I go with anybody else.
Three boilers on three. You've got train at 145,973, Veritech at 146,450, West Tech 154,323. On six boilers, you've got train at 265,748, Veritech at 289,190, and West Tech 293,214. You're at one point, we were thinking that the West Tech, that was going to be a 72-hour turnaround, and that was a factor. But I think from the information that Fabian found out this morning, it's more like it's right at 7. Am I right on that, Fabian? We're more like a 7 to 10 days, probably, even with the holiday?
Yes, ma'am.
Probably more like 2 weeks.
And so you've got, you know, and train, I think, has been saying, they've been saying 10 days, but they would start removing the three existing ones immediately so that it would go faster.
Yeah, it's 72 hours, you know, they have it here and get started on it. Train says 10 days. I mean, I don't know what difference they're getting the same boilers, but I don't know why once you get it, you know, quicker than the other.
Shane, I don't know if there was a text from and an email that was literally after we talked late. I mean, this has all been moving so fast. Fabian talked to West Tech again, and they sent another email, and it's not just 72 hours now. They're saying, let me find it. Fabian, you want to just say what it is?
72 hours plus shipping on top of that.
I'll find it. I've got the email.
Yes, ma'am. The gentleman's name is Tommy Clemens from West Tech, and his email states, gentlemen, just got off the phone with RBI Boilers, just so we are clear. The RBI factory produces the boilers in 72 hours, but it still has to ship 3 to 4 days after that. So we are looking at plus or minus 7-day ship after order is placed. This may change a day or two with the upcoming holidays as well.
Did you hear all that, Shane? So that's new information that we didn't have earlier this morning, because we were working off of 72 hours. That was a factor, but this came in just a few minutes ago.
They're all the same boilers, so all the same manufacturer.
Right.
As far as when the boilers arrive here, it's all going to be approximately the same.
Yeah.
Now, as far as when the companies get around to installing them and pulling the other equipment and whatever, there can be a variation there.
Right.
It sounds like, as far as the actual delivery of boilers, that they're all going to be right about on the same path, because it's the same boilers from the same plant.
Right.
And we have the same holidays. I mean,
right.
It isn't going to matter.
Right.
Luckily, we don't have students on campus.
Yeah.
But so I mean, I would figure, I'm with John. I mean, I would figure with the holidays and everything, I would figure 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Before you see it happen, because you know you got shipping is the same thing. And over Christmas and over New Year's, things don't move so much.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Now, I don't know that we heard this from West Tech, although we know we have people on that are literally on campus right now working on chillers, and we know that. But Train did say to you, and I think I saw it in one of the emails, that they would start removing the three boilers so that they could be ready to go as soon as those boilers got here. Am I correct on that?
Yes. And, I mean, Train's got Bosworth doing it, and Bosworth you know, they're real good.
Okay.
That's who they're subcontracting out to. And the problem with Bosworth, they're a good company.
Okay.
They'd be the ones that service it, if it did service Bosworth.
Yeah. The service with Train is not as fast as it is with WestTech, you know, as far as service. If I call WestTech, they're here faster than Train. Train usually leaves me about 3 or 4 days out. You know. WestTech is usually that day or the next. That's, you know, that's the only thing I can say about Train with WestTech.
So Bosworth would not be the ones that would service going forward. It would be Train.
They'd probably send Bosworth out the first year, you know, doing their warranty labor.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
And Bosworth's pretty quick, too. Take them out.
Well, first of all, I'd definitely go with Train. I'm familiar with their company very much, and they're much quality, plus they're less expensive.
Well, the difference, I'm just doing the math real quick here.
And evidently the service is good. But
I'm still concerned with that difference, that major difference in the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Where one of the problems are 21 years and the others aren't.
Is that a manufacturer's warranty, though? Or
same, well, I don't know. That I'm trying to just find the exact spot here to read this again. But that's potentially a big deal.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, the others are talking about 10-year limited warranty, and this one's talking about 21-year warranty. I mean, that's particularly where we find ourselves in a situation where, honestly, if the warranty at the 2 years ago had been longer, we wouldn't be spending this money.
Right.
So, you know, that it's an issue.
Anyway, Fabian can find out if that is a manufacturer's warranty and not just a...
Well, if you look at the Veritech quote on the first page, at the bottom of the first page, it says, questions from Fabian Serrano, 1220. The second dot there, it says specific warranty information on that second bullet, and then right below it, at the beginning of the second page, it says RBI warranty attached below. And so it's actually page 30, well, page 5, but yeah, it says limited warranty. And so that information right there, that is the manufacturer's warranty. And so, it defines it there. The manufacturer warrants to the original owner at the original installation site, that on and on and on. So that's the manufacturer's warranty.
Which is going to be the same for all three of these, because they bid the same thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Odd that I think that's something we need to try to nail down, because it does say here.
Why would they say that?
21. I mean, it sounds like this proposal gave more detail about the warranty, and it may just be that this proposal gave more detail. But because it talks about 10 years, types of material workmanship for 10 years, an additional 21-year-old thermal shock warranty on heat exchanger, and the others just don't mention that.
Right.
But it's something that certainly, because they're putting in their proposal what their warranties are, you should probably find out.
Is a thermal shock, is that a different company or?
No, it's the heat. It's a crack in the heat exchanger.
Yeah, it's just.
And that's. Tell me if you've had different experiences. That's usually a very large percentage of why you have to replace. Is because you get a crack in the heat exchanger. Yeah, I mean that's. I've had it in my house up home. I mean, it's when something goes in a unit, it's usually a crack in the heat exchanger. That's usually what pushes you into a replacement, and it's not particularly fixable.
Yeah.
So that would be a big question for me: is are all three companies having, you know, or is there some reason why the others didn't mention that?
Right. I do, with what Fabian is saying, I mean, I'm looking at this, and I know y'all have too. I mean, this is definitely, this is the limited warranty. It's on RBI's stationery. So I'm thinking that this is the same thing. Maybe it's worth a real quick call. Fabian, do you have the information, who you could call and ask? I guess probably at this point there's more conversation about Train.
I'll go with, start with Train anyway. The difference between six boilers and three boilers, Train's only $119,000. So if they have the same warranty, then I'll look at that.
Well, and what you've got right now on your, the difference between on the six boilers, Train and Westex is $27,000 difference. On the three boilers, between Train and Westex, it's $8,350. So the six boilers end up, I mean, that's where your better pricing comes. But the question is that limited warranty, this RBI limited warranty, I mean, bottom line is, does that apply the same way? Fabian, is that something you could call and talk to, what's that guy's name?
Rusty Reeves.
Mm-hmm. And just ask him if this limited warranty on the RBI is the same?
Yes, ma'am. I sure can.
Are you like doing that right now?
Would you like me to add him to this call?
Sure.
Or just
not?
Do that separately?
No, that's okay. Fine. We can ask him that question.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
Sure is.
That's a real big deal.
No, that's a good point.
Because it probably, you know, X number of years from now,
yeah,
it'll be the same thing. Shane would come as heat exchangers crack.
Yeah.
And you're toast.
Yeah.
And if they're going to cover it for 21 years, I mean, now you're looking at a whole lot different.
Yeah, it's a lot different thing. Yeah, long-term money. Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you buy three, whether you buy six, whether you whatever. You know, you're going with a whole lot more warranty.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And with the price, I mean, give what you pay for sometimes. So.
Yep.
Well, where it's the same company, it may be the same warranty.
Yeah.
I would say the same thing. I mean, Train is much cheaper, and we all heard Train and whatever, it's fine. But you know, they've got to have the same warranty.
Right.
I think it's odd, personally, that all three companies, all three bids that we've got, are going with the same manufacturer.
Well, the RBI.
Yeah.
Because we asked them to. Isn't that right? Y'all asked them to.
RBI.
Okay.
Because you felt like it was a good model, what you knew about it, yes.
The same model and everything.
Yeah.
So it's the same. They're all three bids in the same quarter.
Okay, so if you ask them for that, then it makes sense. But I was kind of like, that's odd that they all chose the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same model.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah.
On paper, you would say, yeah, it should be the same warranty, but.
Yeah.
Something you want to make sure.
Yeah. Sure. We can find out. Maybe. He may not be available. Fabian, are you there?
This is where I miss paper and pencil, because you have to keep going back and forth. If you had it all right here, you could change that.
Yeah, it's easier. Yeah.
Yes, it drives me crazy.
Well, maybe you'll get that for Christmas, some paper
and pencil. Paper and pencil.
Paper and pencil.
Awesome.
Yeah, we can arrange that.
I know, right? That's what I need. I can do a lot of stuff with that. I have to keep looking back and forth and writing all this down.
Yeah. Are you going to come down the chimney with the
my
tablet?
My brain just won't hold it anymore. It just goes away.
It goes in there, but it leaks out.
Feel better.
I'm so glad.
Chain between the three proposals.
Uh-huh.
Are there any substantive differences between the three companies.
Yeah.
Six boilers. Any, are these exactly identical other than the price?
Yes, they're the same boilers, and they're getting the same prices.
No, and everything else, all the other specifications that you have, everything is identical. What you have is the same thing being bid out to three companies for three different prices. And Trane is by far cheaper.
Right.
But there's no other, there's no additional labor or additional anything on any of these bids that isn't in another one, or they're exactly identical, right?
I'm assuming that Fabian's talking. He's not. I texted him.
Okay, Dr. Sparks?
Yes, sir.
Rusty, are you on the line?
Yes, Rusty Reeves here.
Hi, Rusty.
Dr. Sparks.
Hello.
Cheryl Sparks here, and then our board. We have a question relative to the limited warranty on RBI.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if you have that kind of information in front of you to know what that limited warranty looks like, but limited warranty of 21. An additional 21-year thermal shock warranty or heat exchanger. Is that a part of your proposal? Is that limited warranty that's presented by RBI, is that part of your proposal?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, that comes standard. That's a standard warranty with the RBI boiler.
Okay.
And the reason it says maybe limited warranty on there is you've got to have that three-way mixing valve on installed there, which is included in my proposal, is it has to maintain a certain temperature coming back to the boiler to keep the heat exchanger from condensating and rusting out. So if there's ever a warranty claim, the heat exchanger will be pulled out and, you know, and sent in, and they'll examine it. And, you know, if it's just a true defect, it'll be warranted. But they'll be looking to make sure that it wasn't caused by lack of water treatment or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We just needed to have that question answered, and appreciate it.
Yes,
Dr. Sparks.
Yes, sir.
One other thing, I was going to say this. Rusty did inform me in the call that he included that information in the email that he sent us this morning that I forwarded to everyone.
Okay.
So that information is in there. There's not an attachment, but he did include that information. He typed that information in his email.
Okay.
Yeah. I went ahead and forwarded you that brochure on that boiler as well, Fabian, just now.
Okay.
All right. This has all been flying around pretty fast, so thank you, Rusty. Appreciate it.
I understand. And we put this on the buy board contract as well, this proposal is.
Okay. All right.
So we just
did. Okay.
Thank you.
That sheet from them, but now, but it is there.
Yeah.
We do have it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, if you need me anything further, Fabian, just give me a call.
I'm making sure. You said that was what you forwarded this morning, right? We have that.
Yes.
The attachment, he is forwarding that to me now.
Okay.
But that other information is included in his, he typed that information in his email, in the body of the email.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you, give
me a call. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay,
so we solved that problem. Now we have identical one.
Yeah. The warranties are all the same. Okay. So so really then it's a matter of looking at three boilers or six boilers. I mean, I think we all know one boiler's out. the three boilers, we know the price difference there. I shared that. They were all pretty close on the three boilers. I mean, real close. $1,000 difference, not even that, about $500 difference between Trane and Veritech. Westech was more, about $9,000. Six boilers. There's quite a bit of difference there.
We normally have to have, sounds like five.
Yeah, at least, yeah, we have. There's no sense not going with six. It just doesn't make any sense.
So, okay, so between the six, between those are your prices. Trane 265,748, Veritech 289,190, Westech 293,214. And in visiting with Shane, I feel like he feel as far as contractor working with, I mean, all three of these folks are great. So anyway, it's.
Do you kind of prefer Trane? Is that kind of what you said with their coming out and working on stuff and everything?
Trane.
I know Bosworth, too, primarily out of Midland, Odessa. They're very, very good.
Yeah.
Very good company.
They've always done a good job, Bosworth. They've done a lot of work out here.
Okay.
For a lot of.
Yeah, but I want to jump in real because I think I also have heard Shane say also all three of these are good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're very fortunate. They're all they're all good. It's just kind of price we're looking at right now, sounds like.
Well, we need to make a decision on how we want.
Yep.
My personal opinion, and I think Patricia's a six.
I'm ready. I say get the six boilers from Trane because of the price, and we all know that's a good product. Shane's good with that. So I'm throwing that out as a motion.
Okay. I have a motion. Have a second?
Second.
I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Good. Motion carried. Thank you.
Did both of you guys, Mark and Adrian, both vote for?
Yes, ma'am.
I heard all that, yeah. What was your question?
I said I just wanted to make sure, did both of you vote for? I couldn't tell.
Oh, no, I do vote for.
Okay, all right. Julie will so record.
Thanks.
All right. Very good. Jane, so you got your project in front of you.
Okay, so now we've got to, Steve, we've got to get, you're ready to go on the PO, right?
Yes, Fabian was, you guys were going to enter the requisition and I was going to prove it and print it, and I think she was going to it off. So, text me when it's done and we'll, or call me and we'll, I'll get it approved and turned into a PO.
Okay, and okay, I need to sign this document that's in the body and get it and scan it over to you, Steve? Or no, scan it to you, Fabian, and you'll get it to the company?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we'll take care of it. You can send it to Shane and I.
Okay, the two of you. Okay, I'll get it done.
Let's hope by next meeting this room is warm.
Yeah, be nice.
Not the coldest 9 degrees.
Poor John looked like he was freezing to death at that St. Angelo meeting. Well, I'm.
We were.
Yeah.
I was cold.
Had your.
We weren't during lunch last week.
Yeah.
Carolyn's burning up, and I'm freezing to death. So you can imagine what happened around our house. She's in one room, and I'm in another.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Time to go on to the next item.
Yes, sir.
Next item is the President's Report.
Okay. So as we're spending $265,748 on boilers, we are very fortunate that we're getting $250,000 from the Broughton Foundation that is going to fund full tuition fees and books for our current nursing program students on the Big Spring campus, as well as the purchases of a new demo dose med dispenser that can be used in the simulation lab. And this all came down at the end of last week. We were very excited to get that call. We have sent the press release to media. Cindy, I know, got that out, and appreciate that, Cindy. And then we were able on Friday afternoon so that our students would be able to have this good news. We did a Zoom call. Zoom is becoming just the way to go on so many things, and that really worked that day. That was great to be able to pull that off. It would have been impossible to get those students all together. But we Zoomed, and we were able to tell them. And so our LVN students who are graduating in May, they're covered for the spring semester. Our LVN to ADN, the class that's just beginning in January, they're going to be covered until October of 2021. Our second-year RN students, they are covered this spring. The first year, they'll have the spring, and then next fall and spring, they graduate in May of 2022. So we're thrilled for these students. And the fact that the Broughton Foundation, the vision that they had in this gift, it is unbelievable, the ripple effect, because not only is it helping our students, their families, our community, our healthcare workers, in this pandemic, it's just if there's ever a time that we've all been focused on our healthcare professionals, it's right now, and so we are so proud that this is happening for them. So we shared that Zoom recording. I don't know if you've been able to watch any of it, but it was really exciting to watch those students respond to that, the chat that came from that. And and so we will, at a later date, we will put together something from you as a board as a resolution of thanks. And, you know, obviously there'll be an opportunity.
How many students?
52.
52. Yeah,
50, right at 52 students.
Just reading through their comments just gives you goosebumps. Yeah. They're all just so beyond thankful, and that was a cool thing.
Yeah, it was a mountaintop experience.
My granddaughter's in that program, so.
Oh wow, cool.
Yeah. Makes me happy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great to watch that. Just watch their reactions, and so anyway. So that was what I wanted to just share. I'd actually had been able to visit with Amanda, and so she knew that the press release was coming. And so now the community, and it went out on Friday, so I'm sure it's already out there, and you know, in a lot of ways. And I bet after that Zoom call, I bet there were probably during that Zoom call there were all kinds of texts going out. Mm-hmm. So. Great news. As Cindy said, she attributed this quote to me, but she did it. She said, "I can't think of a better way to head into our winter break," added Sparks, via Cindy. Being able to share this information with our nursing program students and provide them some financial relief right here at the holidays has been somewhat of a Christmas miracle playing out before our eyes. And truly, it has been a Christmas miracle. So, very excited. So that's great news. And so,
and now they'll be warm.
That's right. Yeah. You're exactly right. So we thank y'all.
I know, right?
Yeah, we thank y'all so much for coming back in. And as Patricia said, and I think she represents everybody, it's all about your love for Howard College and the students, and we so appreciate y'all's willingness to come back. And we wish you a happy holiday again. We hope that we do not have to pull you back in for anything else. And
at least next year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So 2021. Absolutely. And Amanda, too. Thank you, Amanda.
Good.
She can't talk, but we appreciate Amanda jumping in.
We have?
Yes, sir.
All right. By the authority by the governor's state of Texas, this meeting's adjourned.
Thank y'all. Okay. I'm hanging up. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
I think your buddies. We're sorry. Your conference is ending now. Please hang up.